Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tomorrow's news today.
Well, it's happening everywhere. I mean everywhere. Everybody's saying Alex Jones was right. And I always knew this day would come if the Bubbles were successful in launching their actual attack phase of the New World Order. But everything I said was going to come true. And if we could just stay on air and hold on long enough, once we pass that event horizon, humanity have a real good shot at beating you guys. And we have. And now you're scared. As you should be. You got a tiger by the tail, you evil bastards. You're going to go in the ash heap like all the other control freak devils in history. Because I, and many other good men and women, are going to make sure that happens for our children. You're not going to win. Because we're not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with us. Anti-human world government is doing nothing but kindling the fires of a far too long enslaved humanity. And like a volcanic eruption, the fire we see on the horizon is only a harbinger of an even greater awakening to come. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a big transmission lined up today. Despite all the enemy operations, thanks to you, we are still in the saddle. Obviously, the big news is something that I told you a few years ago, and I told you intensely last October, a year ago now, and I told you very intensely the last few months, not just because I have sources on the ground on the NATO side, but because I can also look at the funding mechanisms and the weapon systems that have been transferred to Ukraine. And so for 8 years, the U.S. has been in a proxy war with Russia in Ukraine. Just like we were in a proxy war in Indochina, backing up the French in the late 50s right into 64, when they had to stage the Gulf of Tonkin so that the mounting numbers of U.S. troops dying as, quote, advisors could be officially admitted to. That's the same thing here. A lot of U.S. active duty and folks that have signed out of the military into this multinational force that they can deny as U.S. or deny as NATO, but it is, can carry out military operations against the Russians. And so since October of last year, the U.S. troops have been directly not just training Ukrainians in Ukraine, but also in Poland with all sorts of high-tech Class A weapons, but they've also been in the field commanding them and directing them and piloting short-range drones. But now, because the losses on the U.S. side are starting to become quite large, They're going to go ahead and admit that the U.S. is officially at war with Russia, and that's being admitted. I have a stack of news on that front. So we're going to be covering it all here today and so much more, but World War III has already begun. We'll be right back.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got a...
Never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Public and pointing out that we are officially in World War III with the Russians. So that's obviously the first order of business today to cover. And I talked about this some yesterday, but it's really a big, big deal because Atlantic Monthly isn't just owned by Steve Jobs' widow, who basically lived at Epstein Island. Very nice people. They're the mouth of Satan. And more so than the Financial Times of London, more so than the New York Times, the Washington Post, who are also the mouths of this enemy, but they are the direct mouth of these individuals. They have come out and said it's time for COVID amnesty and time to be nice to the people that lied to you and put masks on you and forcibly injected you and did all this. Please be nice to them. That's being done because they know around the world there are criminal investigations. They know that the victims are in the tens of millions of dead, hundreds of millions sick, and they know that their propaganda didn't work and their attempt to censor and shut down the truth failed. So it is a big, big deal, and it will help stop their next lockdown, their next viral release, if we continue to press it. If we do not bring them to justice, if they are not exposed, they're going to do it again with viruses far worse and injections far worse. This is their plan, total depopulation. And you're seeing that rolled out, so... It's time to declare a pandemic amnesty, is their big headline. And Cernovich knocked it out of the park when he commented and said, abusers always seek mercy when they lose power. Remember that this is emotional gaslighting, and in many cases the abuse was physical due to compulsory injections. These are evil people. There is no reconciliation without restitution to all those they harmed. And that means not just money, but you need to go to prison, globalist. There's a larger plan to actually bankrupt the governments when all this came out. That was part of the plan, but it got a lot worse than they thought it would when it came to the public awakening what was going on. You murderous hypocrites, outrage ensues after the Atlantic suggests amnesty for pandemic authorities while they prepare to launch new lockdowns and new forced injections, including the federal government saying they want compulsory injections for preschool through college. So they're not backing down. They're not going away. In Europe, in Canada, in blue cities, blue states, they all announced last week more lockdowns coming, more injections coming, more viruses coming, and they've cooked up in the U.S., in China, in the U.K., they admit, weaponized COVID that kills 80% of humans. Absolute psychotic depopulation cult in your face. This is not a Netflix science fiction movie. This is not 12 Monkeys. This is real. Real as death. Real as life. Real as it gets. So they know we've organized against them, and then it spilt over to exposing the WEF and the UN and Big Pharma and the whole New World Order combine, and they can see where this is leading their defeat. Nuremberg too, and so they're in full panic mode. We have that ultra massive important information. And then we've got this stack right here. This stack right here, government documents, declassifications, admissions. Because what I do is not what everybody else seems to do. Even our own good people that are awake do this, and it's very irritating. They will look at one big article out of The Intercept that's excellent, that is only about one tranche of documents with DHS coordinating with big tech and banks and universities with a group of, quote, trusted non-governmental organizations, NGOs, to carry out government orders illegally. It even says it's illegal and they've got to keep it secret. To have government censorship of election fraud, open borders, lockdowns, gun control, forced injections, the Afghan withdrawal, Biden's health. It's all in here. But we have the funding by Obama for it. We have it operating under Trump with him never getting full control of the government, not shutting it down, and working directly against him. And then we have it exploding the last 2 years under Biden. And it is the biggest crime in U.S. history by the government against the people. I mean, it is a coup. It is election meddling. It is total fraud. It's everything they claim we tried to do, they claim, falsely on January 6th. We tried to show our numbers and say you didn't really win this election. Here's the evidence. We want an investigation under law by the Senate, a 10-day hearing. So we can't just look at this as one big, huge story when we have the whole lineage of it and how it was done and how it's not just DHS with 60,000 agents behind the scenes coordinating this with your churches and your universities and your businesses and your media outlets and infiltrating their people with spy course training into companies. You have to understand, folks, we've caught them trying to insert actual CIA special operations people into this operation and stopped them. I'm not going to get into it. It's going to come out at a certain point. But you have to understand, this is how real this is. And it's not just us they're doing it to. They're infiltrating members of Congress, governors, police departments, everywhere. Remember the ADL got caught in the early 90s in San Francisco, breaking in for years and having police officers they had inside stealing all the data on the public out of police files? That's old-fashioned way of doing this. Now the ADL is the leading tip of the spear on this enemy attack on us and on you and your family. And in the documents, they coordinate under government directive the plans, not just to censor you and surveil you, but to debank you, to get you fired, to literally put you on the street. And then they built all the emergency COVID centers, which they now admit will be for political dissidents in Australia, in the UK, Canada. They're all saying, oh, actually, we're going to lock people up in these that are against the next lockdown. It's all UN directed. So they built all these camps everywhere, including the U.S., and the CDC says that they control rents and housing and are going to reorganize people during a collapse, you see. That's the cover story. Viruses, collapse, economic destruction, war. But it's the cover to come after you and your family. And the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center and these university think tanks as well, coordinated and run by the folks at the Atlantic, who are literally a deep state consortium, are preparing to make a move on you and your family and your children and your business. And the reason they're so confident is the crime they've committed is so ultra massive, the bravado, the chutzpah, the hubris, the arrogance, the audacity is just so hard for an American thinking you're still living in a free country, to come to full grips with the full might of the banks and big tech and legacy media and government and thousands of DAs and county attorneys that openly swear allegiance to George Soros and the death of this country. And whether you're in Australia or whether you're in Canada or whether you're in the U.S. or whether you're in China, they built the giant FEMA centers, the emergency centers, the camps everywhere. And then they have drones at QR checkpoints. You put your phone out, it scans it, it directs you to the side of the highway. Men in hazmat suits, disguises, grab you, throw in your vehicle. You're driven away in a van, and you're dead before, if the QR code gives them an order, you are strapped down and lethally injected before you ever get to the facility. You're dumped into an acid bath. You never existed. Now, in other cases, if they've got your DNA type already in a database, they'll do a blood test and scan to make sure. They'll keep you sedated. You'll be kept in a coma until your organs are harvested at the death camp. They'll be overseen by the ADL. Seriously, they will oversee the death camps. And see, because they're the real Nazis, and that's how they would work a psyop like this, you see. You're expecting it to be guys in black uniforms howling Hitler. Instead, they're here to fight Hitler, and they're going to kill Hitler, and you're Hitler, even though they really are Hitler. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So shocking, you can't prepare yourself for it because it's just too unbelievable to be able to face. But if you do face it and realize that all the preparations have been made to shut off the economy, to turn off the power it's already begun, and to claim there's a new virus and start literally rounding up all their political dissidents during the next lockdown, you understand their battle plan. And they now admit, under the UN, all over the world, that they're going to get political dissidents that resist the next lockdown and that the facilities are for political dissidents. And then you're going to die of the new disease in the facility. And it's not even going to be regular police and military that take you to these. It's these armies of millions per country of political operatives that do normally have law enforcement or military training who are leftists and who have a real hunger for blood and death and attacking this country. You know how much they hate us. And they've got their people in place everywhere. So think about how they rolled out a virus they released from a lab on record, suppressed the true origins of that for as long as they could, though they failed. Now we know they've got COVID that kills 80% of humans all over the place in labs waiting for plausible deniability when they release it again. And they're openly saying anybody that supports the Constitution, Second Amendment, veterans, national sovereignty, Bill of Rights is a Nazi and needs to be put in jail. That's what they're now saying. Got articles all over the world saying that, but also the left saying it here. So this is where they're going, and this happens throughout history in different cycles. And so the tyranny we're witnessing is more common than freedom, way more common. And so the giant lockdowns of tens of millions of people all over China and the mass drills of millions being hauled out of their homes in just a few days and taken to these giant camps, this is the proof of concept for the globalists and what they're doing. And it's all being directed by the same central globalist battle plan. And then you've got the NGOs in Europe and here in the U.S., all similar organizations that have the same coordinating boards who are the go-between of government illegal surveillance and illegal hit list and illegal censorship as the go-between to carry this out so the rest of the compartmentalized government and military and police and judges don't know what's happening. And then when it does come out, it's so shocking that the courts in many cases say, yes, you can't do forced injections, yes, you can't do lockdowns, but the bureaucracy is saying, we don't care what the courts even say, we're going to go ahead with all of this. So we're in a real fight with these people, and what they've done is totally evil, absolutely illegal. It should be their Waterloo. It should be their Valley Forge. But if the public cannot wrap their minds around just how serious this is and what this really is, we don't have a hope. If we do, we have more than a hope we will win. But we're distracted with a foreign war escalating into full-on war. We are distracted by the economy and all these other serious issues, but at the heart of it is the globalist criminal cabal, the mouthpiece, which is the World Economic Forum. and organizations like the Atlantic, who have coordinated all of this garbage. And while they're calling for amnesty, that we not be mad at them, their minions are simultaneously calling for new lockdowns, more forced injections, and engaging in pro-China rants, like Jim Cramer just did. So remember, this is all behavioral psychology. Once you understand it, you see they're following exact formulas. That's why there's hundreds and hundreds of different compilations, not just here, but all over the world, where you can have the exact same talking points in Australia, that are in Germany, that are in France, that are in the U.S. It is written by the globalists. We even have their battle plans. Battle plans they wrote decades ago and 5 years ago are word for word then put together in their announcements. And it's a unified world corporate government attack. And they're now prepping for their next phase. Cyber attacks, power outages, collapsing borders, famine, diesel fuel running out, mass crime in the streets, breakdown of society. We have lived to be inside the New World Order. And when I tell you we're already at war with Russia, that is admitted. When I tell you World War III has already begun, that's what all the top analysts agree to. So as crazy as all this sounds, I'm telling you what's really happening, and you can see it in front of your eyes. There is a mass awakening happening. There are anti-New World Order, anti-globalists getting elected as governors and premiers all over the world, from the U.S. to Canada to Australia to Italy to Sweden. And we've got a fighting chance. But the enemy knows that and is going to try to close the door on us very, very quickly. So I want to talk to people in the middle. Those that have been passive, those that haven't believed this, those that knew something weird was going on, but come on, Alex Jones is too extreme. I'm the most demonized guy in the world, hands down, other than Trump, and now even more so than him, because I know the enemy. This is all I do. And it's here. So people ask, how am I handling this? I mean, I'm, quite frankly, just worried about everybody else. Because we're all interconnected. And I'm worried about people that haven't gotten right with God and don't know what they're facing. I mean, look at some of these headlines. Pentagon, United States military personnel operating in Ukraine to track weaponry. Yes, as advisors to run the attacks. I specifically told you this for years. Because I know the folks over there. And, you know, these are good guys, sign up for the military. They mean well. They're following their orders. They definitely got courage. And the U.S. military is seeing some of the most intense combat it's seen since Vietnam and Korea right now, over there with the Russians. One of the top economists out there, Nouriel Roubini, I had him on years ago, I always say his name wrong, Roubini, says World War III has already effectively begun. A new world war is practically underway, certainly in Ukraine and cyberspace, economists explained. The New York University professor was interviewed by Der Spiegel and said, we are already in World War III. Pentagon confirms U.S. boots on the ground in Ukraine. Biden administration confirms U.S. weapons inspectors sent to Ukraine. Yeah, weapons inspectors. Washington Post, it's official. And, of course, Biden lied and said no boots on the ground. We had NATO's head 2 weeks ago. We had also a week and a half ago General Petraeus say, well, it's not NATO that's officially at war with Russia, but there's a NATO-U.S. international coalition that is in the surrounding countries that are going into Ukraine, and that we're going to defeat the Russians in some giant battles that are about to take place. So, oh, they're not NATO. They're just fueled and trained and have NATO communications and surveillance, and now a multinational army is giving the Russians a serious bloody nose, and the Russians are going to double down. You know where that leads?
Look, I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, finding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
500 million, that's official. They want to kill at least 7 million people. But they've got to organize it where they think that you'll go along with it, where we think they're the saviors. And that's what all this is, was a big beta test going into operational now. And when you read all the enabling documents of Obama and now Biden with these spy networks and these surveillance grids and these censorship social credit score systems they're putting in, that would even make the communist Chinese blush. Everything you see in China is the model. Drones flying along with QR code scanners, robot dogs with machine guns. If you're a new listener and you're driving down the road listening to this, it sounds crazy. I have video of all this. I played it in the last 2 days. And this is all pre-programmed for the design collapse again, with them using the collapse as the smokescreen for mass starvation, mass roundups, and this whole new system absorbing what's left of the old free systems that were operating. Not perfectly, but still operating in a utopian way compared to this dystopia that they are rapidly ramming down our throats right now. Think of it this way. Imagine if you found out the government on your street of, say, 30 houses secretly hired 5 households to get into your mail and to read your mail and report it back, or take your mail, or break in your house and plant a camera in your bedroom. It would be an international scandal. It would be all over for that government. But this is the federal government illegally, secretly, they admit it's illegal and secret, with billions of dollars going out and interfacing as their bosses. You have to understand this. The ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, are their advisors on who to surveil, who to censor, who to control. Then it's the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and these other groups they list that then go out and file the complaints with big tech to take you down, because you can't have government telling big tech directly to do it. That's illegal. But it's even more illegal to covertly, in a racketeering, organized crime fashion, to go out and to direct the think tanks. Again, the think tanks direct the policy. The government then gives the illegal government authority to the think tanks and to the NGOs, who then give the orders to the banks and to big tech and to the universities and to the businesses to carry out the bullying and the social credit score, just like Hitler did when he got in 1933. Within a year, he started not letting Jews have businesses, not letting them live wherever they wanted to, made them identify who they were, started surveilling them, made them go into ghettos. Within 3 or 4 years, then started making people be shipped off to work camps where they could be happy and taken care of. And then you know what those really were, death camps. And so when you look at what's going on here with the COVID camps, with all of it, that's exactly what they're establishing. But they know there's massive legal, lawful opposition, gubernatorial, legislative opposition, not just here but around the world, and they're losing the normalization of this to hit us with the next big attack that I'd say will be 10 times worse. And then after that comes the final attack, and I've been saying this for decades. The third bio-release will be the biggest, and that will kill 4 or 5 billion people. The next attack, it'll be a real virus, very deadly. It'll kill hundreds of millions. And then the shot they roll out will kill hundreds of millions more. Again, they'll just normalize that everybody's dying, everybody's dropping dead. If you speak out against it, you'll be arrested, you'll be disappeared. And then everybody's really locked down after that, and a year or two after that, they hit you with the mega weapon, and it's bye-bye. And they're setting up the processing centers with the acid baths in the news. Oh, 27 states passed laws to allow people to be dissolved in acid baths. And the government's paying, and big money's paying to build acid baths facilities all over to get rid of bodies. And, I mean, they're really setting up the whole infrastructure to kill everybody. And saying they are. And they rolled out already deadly shots. So this is all a test to see if they can get away with it. We're going to come back and hit a bunch of news on this front and how to stop it. But I wanted to play a very important trailer for a new film that's getting a lot of publicity, and we're very, very excited about it. It's Died Suddenly. We're going to play this official trailer. We'll also post it at band.video, and I hope that you share this. It'll be streaming November 21st. But again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the key. We're already under the depopulation attack. Here is the trailer for Died Suddenly.
Why do we never believe them?
And they tell us they want to kill us, but why don't we believe them? They are killing us.
These people know.
Who knows?
The governments know. This has been well planned. This is Agenda 2030. This is the Great Reset.
Somebody mentioned to go onto Google and go into the news section and then type in Died Suddenly. And lo and behold, here's a whole listing of people, of articles, of people within that last week who died suddenly. Older people, but a lot of younger people throughout, around the world. And then you find out they were vaccinated. And so it's like, okay, so it's the vaccine might be causing this.
Most people don't want to know what's in the vaccines.
But yet when we open it almost 2 years into this, we find that it still says intentionally blank.
In fact, nobody wants to know what's in the vaccines because, look, if people...
It's just there's something different about the blood. Something's causing this, and something needs to be said. Somebody needs to look into it. I've talked to other embalmers that have 30, 40, even 50 years of experience. Have you guys ever seen this stuff before? And the answer was always, I've never seen anything like it.
Why is Bill Gates involved in public health? And why does public health spend the first part telling you how the world is overpopulating?
And at first glance, this is a bit scary.
U.S. life insurance companies have reported an overwhelming and unexplainable increase in all-cause deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds.
That's a 12 sigma event. One in 800 years, 12 standard deviations above the mean.
No one's even calculated that. It's apocalyptic.
I thought she was protected with that Pfizer.
There's a huge part of me that feels a responsibility for everything that's happened. I'm so sorry.
The doctor, after a while, came out and said, your son's dead, you can go home now.
Who knows? Young people are dying these days.
To Mr. Hirschman, this is different. This isn't normal, is it? And he said, absolutely not.
The dead can't speak for themselves, so therefore, I have to speak for them.
We're connecting dots here. You know, there's no way that that type of obstruction would not cause stroke, heart failure.
My sister died. She was 58, and she died suddenly on Friday of a heart attack.
They will do with you what they feel like doing to you. It's the new bullet. It's the new missile. It's the new form of warfare.
I wanted people to understand that we're in a fifth generation warfare for the heart and the mind.
This is the greatest orchestrated die-off in the history of the world.
There's most definitely evil in this world, and evil like we could not possibly imagine.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The United States is now at war with Russia. Most top analysts agree World War III has already begun. And all across the world, the UN, the Communist Chinese, and the globalists that run our country are setting up both secret and public intimidation, spy networks, and their own brown shirt Antifa brigades to intimidate and attack anyone that tries to even peacefully protest against the evil. We know what tyranny looks like. This is the worst case the planet has ever seen. But take heart. Humanity's strong and God's on our side. And the awakening has begun. All right, I want to hit some of the poison shot news here today. But first, let's look at some gaslighting. Here is Joy Behar of The View, who is out there with the talking point that Biden and all the rest of the surrogates and the globalists are putting out, that the crime actually has gone down 5, 10, 15, 20 points, they'll say. And they're going off FBI statistics that were released last month from last year. They're always about 6 months behind, 8 months behind. And they did not count the 100 largest cities in the country. Just did not count crime data from those cities where the majority of the crime is. And then said that crime had gone down in the rural areas because it has in some areas because folks are carrying guns and shooting people. But in the areas where the guns are restricted, they're not. And we all know that. We all know crime's exploded. We have local numbers, though, by the police departments in places like Portland, where crime has more than tripled. Crimes like armed robbery, murders doubled there. And it's the same numbers around the country. Cities that have seen the least increase have seen about 50% increase in violent crime. So everybody knows that. You've all seen it on local news. But nationally, they're telling you that everything's wonderful. And you don't need to watch the news to know that everybody's had their car broken into. Most folks have their houses broken into. You hear about carjackings in your neighborhood, even in nice areas. I mean, we all know what's going on with the crime in the cities. Believe me. Austin, Texas used to be very low crime. It is a war zone. And it's better than most. So here's Joy Behar saying that crime is not on the rise. It's actually going down under Joe Biden.
I want to say there is no both sides here.
No.
And a lot of them like to say it, including Ted Cruz when he was here. And I'd like to remind everybody that it was the Democrats, not the Democrats, who stormed the government that day and tried to kill the vice president.
Yeah.
Okay. And the Republicans now coming up to the next election, which is next week, by the way, all they do is talk about crime, crime, crime. Well, I looked it up. Murders in major cities have fallen by 4% so far in 2022 compared with the same period a year ago. So crime is not on the rise. It's actually going down under Joe Biden.
But what?
Crime is going down under Joe Biden. Remember they were telling you there was no inflation a year ago. Then they said it was low inflation. They said it was good for you. Here's a short compilation. We're going to play hours of this, of leftist politicians calling for crime, calling for violence under Trump.
You get out and you create a crowd.
Get up in the face of some Congress people.
We can.
The domestic enemies are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with their allies in the Congress.
I think Democrats are ignoring this problem.
The NYPD is reporting 28 shootings from just over the weekend. That's a 600% increase.
We're seeing the same thing here in Los Angeles. Our homicides have been up 32%.
I applaud Eric Garcetti for doing what he's done.
We've got four blocks in Seattle that you just saw pictures of that is more like a block party.
We had two murders, multiple shootings, rape, robbery, assault.
We need to completely dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department.
We need a revolution in order to overthrow this system, bring a whole new communist world into being.
Fundamentally transform the country.
We ain't about to wait until the next election. We about to go get that motherfucker.
Meanwhile, the very same leftists that want to disfund the police, dismantle the police, want war with Russia. And then if you look at our border, millions a month are coming across. Most are not going back. I talked to Border Patrol agents earlier this year that in the Texas sector alone, they estimate 10 million came across last year. Got to get back down there and get you some more numbers. Do you hear me? 10 million in the Texas sector alone. 10 million. That was in August of actually last year, and then earlier this year we went, and they'd already seen 7 million come across. They were estimating it'd be 10 million by the end of 2021. And the numbers are even worse this year. They're reporting numbers double what they saw last year. Here's some footage from yesterday, provided by an activist. The scene shows incidents in El Paso where the Border Patrol had to fire pepper balls at groups of Venezuelans running across, yelling with giant Venezuelan flags surging across the border. And all the Border Patrol does is grab them, give them IDs and information and a welfare pass, basically the Democrats, and turns them loose or puts them on planes or buses. But they don't even want to be stopped, so here they are just surging across. If you're a radio listener, they have a flag that is at least 30 feet tall and 40 feet long, coming across the Rio Grande with it and fighting with the police. That's coming up in a minute. They start shooting them with pepper balls. So, this is a military invasion. And there's footage of thousands coming across in camo. So this is a lawless, collapsed border. But we have Joe Biden saying that the border's never been more controlled, that it was horrible under Trump. In fact, you know, I saw this meme out there that has a bunch of good points. They're all true, but they even think of the worst cases. It says, how many recent mainstream media hoaxes did you fall for? Russia collusion, Trump called neo-Nazis fine people, Jussie Smollett, Bubba Wallace garbage pull, Covington kids, Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot, Kavanaugh rape, Trump PP tape, COVID lab leak was a conspiracy theory, border agents whipped migrants, Trump saved nuclear secrets at Mar-a-Lago, the Steele dossier, Russian bounties on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. Trump said drinking bleach would fight COVID. Muslim travel ban. Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. Andrew Cuomo's COVID leadership's the best. Trump built cages for migrants. Austere religious scholar. Trump overfed koi fish in Japan. Build Back Better will pay for itself. Trump tax cuts benefited only the rich. Cloth masks prevent COVID. If you get vaccinated, you won't catch COVID. SUV killed parade marchers. Trump used tear gas to clear a crowd for a Bible photo. Don't say gay was in the bill. Of course, it wasn't in the bill. Putin's price hike, ivermectin's horse dewormer, and it's not for humans. Well, Rolling Stone said it killed thousands. Mostly peaceful protesters. Trump overpowered Secret Service from the wheel of the beast. Officer Sicknick was murdered by protesters on January 6th. January 6th was an insurrection. Trump mocked a reporter's disability. BYU students hurled racist insults at Duke volleyball player. And I could add hundreds and hundreds of these. Two men can have a baby. Biden won 2020. Crime is down. The border's fixed. I'm going to open the phones up next hour, ahead of Savannah Hernandez with huge news in the third hour, on what are other big lies they've told that we didn't list here. There's quite a few. We should talk about that. And what's going to happen in 6 days of the midterms? You worried about more false flags? And where do you see the economy and the diesel running out in just 18 days or 17 days? How do you see that affecting things? What do you think about the fact we're at war with Russia and most experts are calling it World War III and saying it's already begun? What do you think of all of that? What do you think of the giant information coming out that DHS is coordinating with leftist NGOs to surveil and target and harass and censor the American people totally illegally? And the government, the document admits it's illegal, but says they've got to keep it secret. What do you make of all the dead and dying from the poison shots? Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, we're going to take a ton of your calls, 877-789-2539. And I told you yesterday would be the last day of the 60% off 1776 sale, but I had a bunch of emergencies around here, and I did not get those changed. At 2 o'clock when I'm off today, I'm going to go cut the new ads for the new sale, the new special. It's a great new sale, but it's not as extensive or as expansive as this one, and it's not 60% off. So you want Vitamin Mineral Fusion, you want X3, you want DNA Force Plus. By this afternoon, it will be down because I'm going to cut the ads and finish the write-ups myself because the guy that normally does it, his wife, and he just had a baby, so I understand it. I'm going to get that job done. That is coming up. Today, by 4 o'clock, we'll have the new special up. But right now, still take advantage of the 1776 sale. Additional 10% off with promo code 1776.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.